listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and I recently had the good fortune to attend two back-to-back performances of John Cage's Your Operas 3 and 4, given by the Detroit Opera, directed by the formidable American director Yuval Sharon. The performances were stunning, and the experience left me wanting to listen to more vocal works actually composed by John Cage. Since his Your Operas 3 and 4 consists, vocally speaking, of only extant opera arias, selected by their singers and remixed into a lively music circus for the operatic stage. The recording I've chosen for this week's All Things Cage program is one I've enjoyed for decades. Theater of Voices, Litany for the Whale, John Cage and Paul Hillier with Terry Riley, released on the Harmonia Mundi label in 1998 as HM57. I love all of the tracks on this release, but maybe especially the two works we'll hear tonight, Cage's Litany for the Whale from 1980, and his little-known 36 Misostics Ray and Not Ray, Marcel Duchamp, from 1970. Paul Hillier is a gem, an English conductor, music director, and baritone who specializes in both early and contemporary music, perhaps best known for his engagement with works by composers Steve Reich and Arvo Pärt. He co-founded the Hillier Ensemble in 1974, as well as Theater of Voices in 1990, and he also directed the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir for many years. From 2003 to 2023, he was chief conductor of Ars Nova in Copenhagen, and from 2008, artistic director and chief conductor of the National Chamber Choir of Ireland. Hillier was awarded an OBE in 2006, which stands for Office of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, usually given for professional achievements, business triumphs, personal expertise, charitable or volunteer commitments. In short, anything that demonstrates a positive impact and influence on peers, the community, or society as a whole. Hillier's OBE was awarded for his extraordinary service to choral music. Theater of Voices is an internationally recognized Danish vocal group, which has nearly 40 releases under its belt and has earned several awards, including a Grammy in 2010 for its realization of David Lang's The Little Match Girl Passion from 2007. In 2013, the group was nominated for the Nordic Council Music Prize, which inspired Hillier's commissioning of even more Nordic repertoire, and which in 2019 resulted in a North Atlantic tour. As Hillier wrote for the CD we'll hear shortly, I have been performing, reading, looking at, and listening to John Cage's work for years. I number myself amongst those who consider him to be an important composer, and not simply an important influence. One of the earliest Theatre of Voices concerts at London's Almeida Festival in 1990 was devoted primarily to Cage's music, and since then, I seem to have been working toward this recording. After I moved to California in 1990, I began putting together the forever fluctuating nucleus of the present Theatre of Voices. And this included working with Shabda Owens on text sound compositions, by Cage, amongst others, using electronics. Shabda has known the composer Terry Riley for years. He tunes pianos in just intonation for both Terry and Lamont Young, and made it possible for the three of us to get together at Terry's house in the Sierras and pre-record some of the materials used on this disc. The remaining material was recorded later in Germany, though only after moving to Bloomington, Indiana in 1996 was I in a position to bring the project to fruition. It now forms the first of a projected series of recordings of modern American music, which Theater of Voices will undertake over the coming years. Litany for the Whale is for two equal voices, for which Cage has given a specific pitch to each letter in the word whale. As Hilliard describes it, the original word form provides the unchanging response to a series of variations using these letters' pitches. Each variation, one presumes, is derived from chance operations. These calls and responses alternate strictly between the two singers, as if indeed partaking of some kind of ritual. Cage once told me that the two singers should perform with their backs to the audience. When I pointed out that this was not, in fact, mentioned in the score, he seemed genuinely puzzled by the omissions. I first performed this work al fresco one summer's night in a Renaissance cloister in Ferrara, Italy, accompanied by a thunderstorm. Let's listen now to Cage's Litany for the Whale. The performers are Alan Bennett, voice and closed piano, and Paul Elliott, voice. Enjoy.
Ooh. Mm.
The second and last work we'll hear is Cage's 36 Misostics, Ray and Not Ray, Marcel Duchamp, from 1970, about which Hillier writes, "A misostic is like an acrostic, but with the theme word running down the middle." Norman O. Brown invented the term. These misostics were originally published in Vogue in 1972 and were collected in Cage's third book with Wesleyan University Press, M. Writings 67 to 72, published in 1973. Cage also set 15 of these misostics in the same three-note style as The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs from 1942, which were published in songbooks in 1970 as Solo for Voice 91, Song with Electronics Irrelevant. Cage dedicated 36 Misostics, Ray and Not Ray, Marcel Duchamp to Shigeko Kubota, who died in 2015, a key member of the Japanese avant-garde and a respected participant in New York Fluxus events in the 1960s. In the 1970s, she was a pioneering practitioner of video art. Kubota was married to Namjoon Paik, and the two pioneered the development of video art, exploring, as MoMA aptly put it upon its acquisition of Kubota's first video sculpture, Duchampiana, Nude Descending a Staircase, 1976, which reveals her indebtedness to Marcel Duchamp. Let's listen now to 36 Misostics, Ray and Not Ray, Marcel Duchamp, performed on the present CD by Paul Hillier and the celebrated American composer Terry Riley. Enjoy.
A utility among swallows, is their music. They produce it mid-air to avoid colliding.
There is no difference between life and death, Suzuki. It is consistent to say death is the most important thing one day, and the next day to say life is the most important thing. Getting old? Then give up, or continue, go home. Change your mind. Still composing?
Advanced study, suitcases, over be Africa, crema fresh, followed by three kinds of potatoes.
Just before midnight, waiting in the street, Costa Brava, for all the world, a handsome young man.
Don't you ever want to win impatience? How do you manage to live with just one sense of humor? She must have persuaded him to smile.
The windbreak became a work of art. It began casually, like the fireplace.
Avoid women and gold, Sri Ramakrishna advised. But that is not the way to cross the stream. Follow me. Me, I sleep easily under any acoustic condition. As he said, la, la, la.
Intention disappears with use, John's. Aspects other than those we had in mind produce attention. The disease is not under control. Taking the doctor's suggestion that I have my hair cut proved useless. Why did she invite me to lunch? A curious occasion, including a princess who was seated at the other table.
He said, I do not believe that I am. He was, as he also said, a breather. He could breathe effortlessly. We remember that he had stopped working, even though we're now conscious, he never relaxed for a moment. Remove God from the world of ideas. Remove government, politics from society. Keep sex, humor, utilities. Let private property go. They told me someone who had a problem, engaged him in a discussion of it. He gave no advice, but the other left relieved.
The sounds of the bugle were out of my control. Though without my having made the effort, they wouldn't have been produced. Are they related or unrelated to the arthritic condition? A gathering of differences or an accumulation? More of the same? The new pains. More and more rules are escaping our notice. They were secretly put in the museum.
But who will do all the work, the decor for walk around time, and to prepare the lecture he had agreed to prepare proved less interesting than to change his mind about doing so. On the other hand, it amused him to perform as a professional musician.
Invited out, he'd cut the evening short. At home, he'd suggest we stay up later. The old suit, the black one I threw out, was found mended and put back in the closet.
We rented an automobile. And drove across Italy. From one hill town to another. ~200 miles to Spoleto.
Say we have a problem. And 100 solutions. Instead of choosing just one of them, we use them all. N.O. Brown. Atom smashed makes thunder. Radical change is therefore simple.
Since other men make art, he cannot. Time is valuable.
To modify animal behavior, count up to 10 before laughing.
You must hang your paintings on the walls. I can't stand to look at them. That's why you must hang them on the walls.
Finally, he telephoned. It had been hard to understand what had caused him not to appear. He said there were many things we should have the opportunity to discuss. The church has an impressive facade, but a run-down interior. Glancing at it quickly, I left. Now I have to go back. Paintings in the side chapel, they say, are well worth seeing. Cross the bridge. That's where he found the sticks on which the illuminated female was placed. When we decided to go to the falls, he said he wouldn't go with us. In Karake, too, he always stayed at home when we went to swim and play chess on the beach. The impossibility of repeated actions, the loss of memory, to reach these two's a goal. More than nourishment, eating's a social occasion. He ate very little.
Questions I might have learned to ask. Can no longer receive replies. The telegram came. I read it. Death we expect, but all we get is life.
We've just listened to Cage's 36 Misostics, Ray and Not Ray, Marcel Duchamp. But as we have a bit of time remaining, let's listen to one more vocal work by John Cage from the present CD, his beloved Aria from 1958, dedicated to the extraordinary singer Kathy Berberian, who premiered the work in Rome on January 5th, 1959, under Cage's careful tutelage. Berberian worked closely with many contemporary avant-garde music composers, including Bruno Moderna, Henri Pousseur, Silvano Busotti, Darius Milhaud, Igor Stravinsky, and of course, Luciano Berio, to whom she was married from 1950 to 1964. Berberian's premiere performance of Cage's aria established many standards and common practices that have been accepted as correct in regard to this piece to the present day. Aria has a rich history of performance practice, and it has been recorded by countless important vocalists since its unveiling. In recent years by Megan Enon, Anastasia Terranova, Heidi Heidelberg, Sabina Meyer, and perhaps my very favorite, by the Norwegian-based American soprano Claren McFadden, heralded as one of the most versatile singers of her generation. Aria is scored for voice of any range, and it may be performed alone or with Cage's Fontana mix or with parts of Cage's Concert for Piano and Orchestra, both works dating from the same period. This is a virtuosic piece, its score consisting of 20 pages of graphically notated music, each equating to 30 seconds in performance. That said, pages may be performed over longer or shorter time spans to create a program of a determined time length. The text consists of isolated vowels and consonants, as well as words from Armenian, Russian, Italian, French, and English. The notation is colorful and graphic, consisting essentially of wavy lines in different colors and 16 black squares denoting non-musical vocal noises. The colors denote different singing styles, which are determined by the singer prior to performance. In the present recording, aria is heard with electronics performed by Shabda Owens and multiple singers, Alan Bennett, Allison Zales, Andrea Fullington, Paul Elliott, Paul Hillier, and Terry Riley. Enjoy.
Na presno.
Conscience. Nei boschi di conifere.
Dentro io hot non tanto al so giovane.
Gabacau.
Sto novogo pokaze.
Breath.
La vi.
No other way, dalla spazza, so help.
Si. Giusta.
Dvizegno bistri.
On pecrasen.
Idiore.
The burning bush. Will you give me to tell you?
Not as a birth, but as love.
That shall
continue. Breaking the shell.
Sgavatita la vostra vita.
Kai tell, nor could express.
Desce chi sui.
Noi più chiara.
Si, se si, e se la, se la, e se si.
Totalmente suave sought to slay. To have the fruits.
Gruar!
Shakeut a la vie.
Leggermente sned noi.
Pukututu banalite ku.
Io posso amare totalmente solo, tot atto sia strannus una verità.
Sontente grau.
Paru daizat kato.
Dvizenios.
Ah, mo, oh,
Senza morte.
As well say that the sun is black.
Rto vzgliado.
Like from like.
Oh, chance.
Si prende a te, sei tu.
De prima toujours est-il kesemodun lang humen. Glenantab.
The first sign.
Yet.
As when he was, when he was not.
Lo spazio.
Il canto.
Mince.
A call to la source possible.
Valutato as a curve.